The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Welcome to Faith and Retirement, the show where we help you retire with confidence and kingdom purpose. I'm Tom Levine, and joining me today is certified financial planner and our trusted voice on all things faith and finance, Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you doing today?
Doing fantastic, Tom. Another day, another show. I'm excited about today's episode.
Me too. Well, we're going to have a really moving discussion today on the program. So, Jay, let's jump right in. Hey, I know you're recovering from your big move from Tennessee to South Carolina. And moving's a big deal. I remember when all of my belongings fit into the trunk of my car, if you can believe that. So did you get some unique insights? I imagine moving as a financial advisor gave you some insights into the process.
It certainly did. And let's just say I've made some peace with my Advil bottle and possibly need a massage therapist on speed dial. We just moved all the way from Tennessee to South Carolina. If I'm being honest, I'd much rather rebalance a volatile tech-heavy portfolio in a bear market than lift one more box labeled miscellaneous garage tools. Seriously, what's even in those boxes? But here's the real deal. Moving isn't just physical. It's mental, emotional, financial. One of the biggest transitions a person or family can go through, and kind of like retirement, if you go into it without a clear game plan, you're just not only risking back pain, you're risking financial pain, and chaos takes over. You end up overspending, overextending, and overwhelmed. And trust me, I've seen both market downturns and moving trucks trigger tears and usually some pizza delivery receipts. So yeah, I definitely learned a lot of insight. I hope to never have to move again. That's really what I'm learning here. I've done enough moves in my lifetime. And really, once you find that place you want to live, home, you know, call it home and move on.
That's right. We want our listeners to be able to stay in their homes. And that's one big reason we do this program. Speaking of moving, our listeners know it's not just packing boxes and calling the movers. I mean, Jay, there are some serious costs involved, right? I mean, real estate commissions, closing costs, paying for moving trucks. You got to pay a deposit for your utilities. Do you see very many retirees relocating for financial reasons?
Absolutely, Tom. I've seen more people fleeing high-cost states than I've seen squirrels in my attic, and I've had a lot of squirrels over the years. California, New York, Massachusetts, waving goodbye to taxes, traffic, and their tiny condos, and they're shouting hallelujah in Florida, Tennessee, or the Carolinas, where the sun shines, the retirement dollars are stretched much further. And here's the kicker, Tom. Most people don't absolutely factor in this. If you're saving money by moving doesn't help with those savings and you don't redirect it with purpose, that is really where you're missing the boat. And that's why we do what we do. We're so passionate about faith-based strategies, because if you don't tell your money where to go, it'll wander into Amazon carts, golf carts, DoorDash dinners faster than you can say retirement plan. So we want to make sure you've got a solid budget, redirect your blessings, or they'll redirect you. And that's really what we're about, is helping you to maximize, stretch your money. A lot of people try to tap into their home. And a lot of times if you're downsizing, going from a big house to a smaller house or moving from one state to another, it's a great time to tap into that home equity, which is often difficult if you're living in a house, because you either have to get a second mortgage or reverse mortgage. And sometimes those can work against you. So really, downsizing or moving can really be an opportunity to really maximize your retirement plan and use some of that home equity in your faith-based financial plan.
Sounds like a time to get some professional help and from someone like Jay. And you can do that by giving him a call at 800-270-7310 and ask your questions. The website is faithandretirement.com. And don't forget to download your free book when you're there, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith, by our fiduciary and CFP friend, Jay Peroni. Jay, speaking of expensive states, in some states, home values soar year after year, like California's pretty much that way. In others, appreciation is flat or even negative. Is that kind of real estate volatility something you factor into your retirement plans?
It can be a great tool or a deceptive illusion. I've seen home values soar like NVIDIA stock and others drop like Blockbuster DVDs at a garage sale. Some retirees are sitting on what looks like a gold mine, but without a strategy, it's just a shiny rock. If your plan is to ride off into the home sunset with home equity alone, it may not be a smooth ride depending on where you live. Timing, taxes, interest rates, even local trends play a huge role in moving from one state to another or from one home to another. We help clients turn that equity into something meaningful, whether it's a legacy for your kids, income for retirement, or simply peace of mind that you're not just one roof repair away from dipping into your nest egg. I've met people that thought they had retirement or financial plans, but what they really had was a mortgage and a prayer. And let's turn that prayer into a plan that honors God and secures your future. And that's really what we can help you do with our retirement analyzer program. We can help you save on taxes, make sure you don't run out of money, make sure you keep up with inflation. And those are really some of the cornerstones of a solid, biblically based financial plan.
Yeah, something like a roof repair can really be a financial crisis for a lot of families. Jay, let's turn our attentions a little bit to the headlines. The headlines are intense. Israel and Iran are locked in a nuclear standoff. I've got friends who live in Ashdod in Israel. Here in the United States, protests are continuing in major cities like Los Angeles. What kinds of financial ripple effects should our listeners be aware of? How does it affect them?
Yeah, Tom, you're absolutely right. Right now, the world feels very heavy between the headlines out of Israel and Iran, inflation spikes, political noise. It's easy to get shaken. Faith Investor Services, our team, really prays over the portfolio. We have investment committee meetings where we're talking about the headlines and adapting strategies in real time. But let's be real, fear still sells newspapers and a lot of bad investment decisions too. A lot more people have gone broke preparing for bear markets than actually through the bear markets when the markets are declining. Markets do react very quickly, faster than a cat in a bathtub. Oil prices will jump, portfolios will drop, and suddenly you're second guessing your entire financial strategy for your morning coffee. And that's not what we want. We want your portfolio to be flexible, but we also want to make sure it is built on a solid foundation. And that's why when the markets are going up and down, we don't get a lot of calls at Faith Investor, because we've trained our clients that the markets will do that. And it's a marathon, not a sprint. The market from one quarter, one month, one week will go up and down. But really, the advantage of being an investor is looking at the horizon, the long term. And I always use the analogy, I get seasick when I go on a boat. And I'm always told to look at the horizon, look at a building, look at land, focus on that. And that helps me to really not be as nauseous. And I say that about investing as well. If you look at your account every day, you're going to get seasick. You're going to get shook by the ups and downs of the market. Focus on the long term. And a lot of times, people don't realize that. Back in the crash of 87, if you had looked at it in one day, it dropped almost 30%. But if you went on your boat, went around the world, came back a year later, looked at your brokerage statement, you didn't even see the drop. It came back and then some. And that's really the advantage of long-term investing, is not letting the short-term shakes shake you out of the market. You want to be prepared, have a solid strategy, and have faith on your side, not let fear shake you out of good, solid investments.
Don't let your legacy be left to chance. I mean, take a step toward clean investing, financial confidence, and eternal impact. And you can schedule your free 15-minute consultation today at faithandretirement.com. Do it today while you're thinking about it. One conversation could shape what happens for your family for generations. Jay, we're going to take a quick break and be back with more right after this.
Many times people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free. to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services. At Faith in Retirement, we really do care about you and want to prosper. We want to see you prosper in retirement, and we hope that we can earn your trust. Jay, I want to talk about financial planning itself for a minute. I mean, some listeners believe they're going to save money doing everything themselves, right? But what does the research say about DIY financial planning versus working with a highly trained professional?
This one's really close to my heart, Tom, because I've met so many people who try the do-it-yourself approach. Financial planning is not a Pinterest project. You wouldn't do your own root canal just because you watched a few YouTube videos, right? Sure, you could manage your money yourself, but research from Vanguard shows that working with an advisor adds about 3% per year in net return. So that's after fees. And it's not magic, it's wisdom. We help people avoid panic selling. We help them minimize taxes, diversify properly, rebalance regularly, and stick to a faith-based financial plan. And that reflects both our clients' values and their goals. It's like having a GPS that not only gives you the best route, but also helps you to avoid the potholes, construction zones, and detours along the way. And if you're going to spend 20 to 30 years in retirement, doesn't it make sense to work with someone who can guide you through the fog and help you arrive with peace, purpose, and provision? That's really what we aim to do at Faith Investor Services. We use a program called Retirement Analyzer. It helps our clients to really map out their income, their assets, to make sure they don't run out of money in retirement, and also they keep their values at the center of that plan. We can screen out things like abortion and pornography and things as Christians we don't want to support with our investment dollars. So we can help people to not only have a solid financial plan, but one that backs their faith and values.
We've entitled our discussion today, New Seasons, New Directions, Moving Markets, and Meaningful Planning. If you're in a season of transition and you are moving or retiring or just reassessing, this is the moment to act. So visit Faith in Retirement today and get your free book. We mentioned that before, but you can also, here's another offer for you, to book your free portfolio review. I did this just last week. A fresh start deserves a fresh financial perspective. Jay, there are some limits on what financial advisors can charge, I know. I don't know what they are. And do you personally do better when your clients do better?
Yeah, absolutely. We try to be on the same side of the table as our clients. That's why we're a fiduciary and we charge asset-based fees. And really, our fee income goes up as our clients' portfolios go up, and our fee income goes down when our clients' portfolios go down. So it puts us really on that same side of the client, where we want your account to grow as much as you do. And when the markets are going down, we want to protect your accounts as much as you do. And that's why we play both offense and defense. Our team works hard to look at market conditions and see when is the time to be on offense? When is it a good time to have more risk in your portfolio? And then when is it the right time to be more defensive, to have more gold and silver, have more hedges, have more protection? And we've been on both offense and defense this year. Earlier this year with the tariffs and the market whipsaws, we were on defense. And now that things have settled down and we're seeing the markets rebound, we're back on offense. And that flexibility, that tactical asset management, really makes a huge difference. And I always say the return has to be looked at from a fee perspective as well. Look at what are you paying after fees? What are your returns after taxes? And that's really what you want to strive to get, a good return after fees and taxes and inflation.
Well, I love that you're straight up about fees. I think when we talk about it, it sets people's hearts at ease. And I'm very comfortable with where you're at. You're a fiduciary. You have to put your client's best interest first. But Jay, 93% of advisors are not fiduciaries. I mean, why is that? And can you give us any analogy or paint a picture of how people can determine the difference?
Yeah, only 7% of advisors are fiduciaries. And honestly, Tom, that number doesn't really surprise me, because being a fiduciary is a very narrow road. just like Jesus talked about in Matthew 7, it's harder. It means more transparency, more accountability, less opportunity to make fast money off the backs of unsuspecting clients. The majority of advisors are stuck in a commission-based model, and I'm not saying that they're always bad people or have bad intentions, but there's conflicts of interest in that environment, in my opinion. They might offer a free plan, but trust me, you're paying somewhere. It's like flying first class and finding out the pilot is only half certified and learning the controls on YouTube. I would always say this: would you want a part-time mechanic flying your retirement plane? No way, right? You want someone that's trusted, that's gone through the certification. You want someone fully equipped, fully committed, and guided by faith, not fees. And that's why we like the fiduciary model, where we're going to do what's in your best interest, work the plan. We start with holistic, comprehensive, biblically based financial planning. And the plan will tell us, here's what you need for protection. Here's what you need for this, for that. And we let the planning process determine where our clients should be positioned, and not leading with a product or something because it pays us a huge commission.
This is Faith in Retirement, and you're saving and investing for retirement, right? And that's good. But do you know where your investment dollars actually go? If you need to have those dollars screened and cleaned so you can have some peace of mind and sleep well at night, give Jay a call at 800-270-7310 or go to the website faithinretirement.com. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. So let's talk a little bit about timing when it comes to investment planning. How early is too early to plan for retirement, and how late is too late?
When should you start planning? The answer is simple: as early as you can. And that's really the key. And if you're late, start today. It's better to start today than to keep putting it off. I've helped 32-year-olds who are maxing out their Roth IRAs while still living on noodles and rice. And I've helped 72-year-olds who have finally stopped working. They've got their children, you know, out of the house, and it's time to put ourselves first. And hopefully you're not 72 by the time the kids move out, right? But you never know these days. And with the kids coming back, I call them boomerang kids, right? They leave and they come back. But at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you've got your retirement. You can borrow for college, you can borrow for certain things, but you can't borrow for your retirement. So starting early gives you time for compounding, growth, and options. And I usually say there's a retirement red zone, which is 5 years prior to retirement and 5 years after. Those are critical years. So if you're within 5 years of retiring, or you just retired within the last 5 years, now is the time to get a retirement readiness checkup. Even if you're already retired, let's make sure your strategies are solid, and let's see if we can improve your financial condition. I've had people that have retired, they come to me and say, Jay, my planner didn't tell me this, or didn't do this, or they're not upholding my biblical values. Thank you for showing me how to do that. And a lot of them have come on board with Faith Investor, and we're now their advisor. And some have taken our advice and gone back to their advisors and say, hey, fix this. And That's why that we provide that independent second opinion. So if you've got an advisor or doing it alone, we encourage you to go to faithinretirement.com, set up the free biblically based financial plan, and we'll look at your situation and come up with some recommendations and suggestions for you at no charge or no obligation.
Well, I think the Bible has a lot to say about that. Proverbs 14:15 says, "The prudent give thought to their steps." So good about boomerang kids. I saw on Facebook someone had posted, boomerangs are Australia's biggest export. It's also Australia's biggest import. And so have to think about that. Jay, we often talk about risks, potential financial landmines people deal with, but let's focus on the good stuff. What are some things your clients have been able to do because they planned ahead, maybe helping family or supporting ministries or leaving some sort of legacy?
Yeah, one of my favorite recent success stories, a couple I worked with, they sold their big home, they downsized, and they freed up some capital. And we reinvested that into a faith-aligned portfolio. We structured some income that led them to retire comfortably. And now they're able to support 5 grandkids through college debt-free. They're able to send money each month to their church's missions. They've got a building project going on. They're able to give substantially to that mission. The joy they have, it's not just about having more, Tom, it's about doing more. And that's what kingdom stewardship looks like. Another client I had used a windfall to create a donor advised fund. He told me, I worked for 40 years, Jay, for all of this, and now I get to watch God multiply it. And that's when you know you've crossed from success to significance. So whether you've got a lot or a little, we can help you stretch and maximize that, give more to kingdom work, help you to create more income, and make sure you're protected in the ups and downs of these markets.
What happens when one spouse dies in retirement and one Social Security check disappears? Is that a major concern for couples?
Yeah, it's one of the hardest situations I've helped clients navigate, the loss of a spouse. And that's why we try to encourage both husband and wife to participate in the process, because often there's one of them that has the money responsibility. And when the other person is gone, we don't want the other spouse to be like they're in the dark. They don't know where the assets are. They don't know who to call. They don't know what to do. So at Faith Investor Services, we spend a lot of time with estate planning. We have a lot of tools that we help clients with, things from wills and trusts. And we're certainly not attorneys, but we can help you do a lot of the preliminary preparation. And we've got a whole network of Christian attorneys that we work with and programs. So we can help you make sure that if something happens to you or your spouse, the other spouse, number one, is taken care of. And then number two, if something happens to the two of you, you're killed in a car accident or go shortly within, you know, each other passing, we have some legacy tools that we can help pass assets to kids, grandkids, and ministries that are near and dear to your heart. And really make sure that you're not paying too much in taxes. We've got all the bills mapped out, and we've got that strategy in place that can help you while you're grieving if you lose a loved one.
We just have about 30 seconds or so, but could you please describe how you screen and clean people's investments so they can feel good about this stuff?
Yeah, so we start with where people are currently investing, whether they have a 401k, an IRA, a Roth brokerage account, stocks, mutual funds, ETFs. We have resources that can screen these investments from a biblical perspective. We have Christian screens in place, avoiding things like abortion, pornography, explicit entertainment, gambling, alcohol, tobacco, things that can entrap men in sin. And we instead look for companies you can be proud to own, ones that line up with biblical values, that have good stewardship and good financial results. That's really what we're looking for. It's not an either or. We want to get you good returns and also faithful returns, ones that line up with your faith and values. And that's what the Clean It and Screen It process is about. We'll help you first screen it, see what you're investing in, and then we'll help you clean it, show you some alternatives, how you can get it 100% biblically responsible in line with your faith and values.
Great, Jay. There's so many other things I wanted to ask you today, but we'll tune into it next week. Begin today with a family decision to align your faith and your moral beliefs with your investments. Go to faithinretirement.com to learn more, schedule your free complimentary portfolio review, and discover how your faith and finances can move forward together. Thank you for listening. Tell a friend about this outreach, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free ebook from Jay. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services.